So the theme for this year is becoming Bapsama. And that has been our aim right from first day. To become Bapsama. And the first step is be soul conscious. Brahma Baba, when he had first realization, or when he went first to Banaras in solitude, he used to draw circles, reminding himself, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a soul. But nowadays, we don't do drawing. But at least, in our mind, we remind ourselves, I am a soul, I am a soul, I am a peaceful soul. And whenever we meet anyone, we say Om Shanti. To remind, I the soul am peaceful. So this lesson has to be very, very pakka. And our aim is to be all the time while we are awake to have that soul consciousness. So we were told, as we came to Jnan, we were told, okay, writing, say, I the soul am writing through my hand. I the soul is listening through my ears. So we try to separate body and soul. Gradually, we don't have to remind again and again. But still, we have to check. When I see at somebody, do I look at the soul or do I have some body conscious thoughts? Because usually when we see before Jnan, when we see, what we'll see? Color of the person, height of the person, color of their hair. Assume what nationality would be there. So, being body conscious, all 63 births. It may not be easy to look at the soul immediately. Still we think about nationality and color and religion and language and all sorts of things. So again and again we have to check ourselves. Am I soul conscious? Am I remembering Baba? Because soul consciousness will bring natural peace, natural sanskar of the soul of peace, love, sweetness, humility, all will emerge naturally. So we have to see, is it emerging or any negative feeling coming? Because if any negative thoughts, negative feeling comes, we have to be cautious. We should know that this is body consciousness. So body consciousness has been natural for us now. Now we have to remind again and again and again, I am a soul. And check whether that awareness is there. So, many people know as Om Shanti people. Because whenever we see them, we say Om Shanti. So some know as Om Shanti people, few know as Brahma Kumaris. Especially nowadays, no airport. They see us in white, said with badge or ring and all, they know we are BKs. So they will greet Om Shanti. So that Mahamantra should be not only pakka on our lips, but it should be pakka in our awareness that I am a peaceful soul. So, let us see from you, because quite a few of you are quite senior. So let us see how you practice soul consciousness. Sona? Hai dusra mic? She will give you mic. Because translator should be able to hear. So we'll ask all the seniors what method they adopt to remind themselves, I'm a soul.
Well, initially it was to sit for a long time in yoga and really focus on that point of light and see how long I could keep that in focus.
Point of light, Baba or soul?
So, knowing, because you can't feel, you can't touch, you can't see, so it's subtle. So just keeping that avyakt consciousness. And so now I'm practicing exactly what you're saying. Keeping on reminding myself that all are souls. But it's what I'm conscious of at the moment is that often the intellect is following the mind. So I have to keep training the intellect to be focused on Baba, on the Supreme Soul, on my awareness of just being this point, and letting the mind follow the intellect. So that's what I'm working on at the moment.
Chris.
Om Shanti. I practice seeing the point, and I practice in, as has been explained sometimes, in the times when I'm walking or in between things, to visualize the point and try and think I'm bodiless soul, so try and practice bodilessness, and I churn about being an eternal soul with the part recorded in the soul. So I wanted to experience deeper practice of soul consciousness where it helps me to not be emotionally affected. So I started thinking how to do that. And then I started churning more about the points of every soul has its own part in drama. So every soul is playing its own part. So thinking more about the souls, every soul having a part in the cycle. And when I'm listening to Merle, I try and visualize the points where Bubba talks about the soul is a tiny rocket, or the soul is this, the soul is that. So I also really enjoy that. But in meditation, a lot I visualize going to Shiv Baba in Soul World and connecting as the point. So it, a lot for me, it's the practice of the point.
Annette.
So one of my main interests is always to have the same consciousness as God, God of consciousness, and Baba doesn't have a body, so if I'm in the same consciousness, I can't have my own body either. And one of the things that I'm focusing on at the moment is the energy of the soul. So the soul is embodiment of light, and it emits different forms of light. So one of the yoga experiments I'm doing is experiencing Baba as different forms of light. So sometimes it's the warm, embracing light, and sometimes it's the cool, directive light. And in that way, I'm aware of the energy of the soul rather than the body. And I try and pick up those energies from other people as well. So that's how I'm doing it at the moment.
Anybody has different method to practice soul consciousness apart from what they have shared? If anybody has got, raise your hand.
Om Shanti. One practice I like to do is when we're having morning class, consciously when conducting meditation, I sit with the awareness of having respect for each of Baba's children. So the respect comes by acknowledging them as a soul, and that becomes very easy. If we see the body, then you can have different thoughts sometimes about the person. But to give respect first thing in the morning, I find that's a service which each one deserves. And another thing I found very recently has become very useful, to not just visualize myself as a soul, but then I make that soul, the star, smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller. And I try and visualize my light so small, so tiny, so tiny, so tiny, that becomes a separation from the body, how tiny I am. And then also finding it very useful because it allows me to put a full stop to anything. So if something is becoming expansive, if there's an issue, then I just like to go home and see Baba there. I'm there just as a point. And it becomes like a full stop. So it's like a yukti for me at the moment. Thank you.
I just remembered one little thing that I have used from time to time is when I'm talking to another soul, imagine that it's that soul, but they're in a different body. Because usually when I relate to someone in the body consciousness, it's that particular body. So, but if it's that soul in a different body, then it removes the consciousness of that kind of body, whether it's male, female, black, white, old, young, like that. So it kind of takes away a layer of
that programming that we have, and that's quite fun.
Om Shanti again. Making sure that I use some part of the muli in a practical way. So, for example, the other day Baba said you have to remember him in the three forms, all at the same time. So, I saw my stage fluctuate a bit, and I had a little bit of a challenge. So I thought, okay, now Baba, I'll hold your hand, you teach me how to do this, and as the Satguru, you have to liberate me from this particular weakness. Okay? So, then I can just observe and be completely detached. And Baba had said, then the drama will be entertaining. So I was prepared to be entertained. So rather than having any sort of negative thought towards it, I was just looking for the entertainment. And sure, and I said, Baba, okay, I'm doing it, so you'd better do it as well, you know. So, and sure enough, it was extremely entertaining, very light, and I was completely free from that. So, you know, just always looking to see that point in the muli that I can use in a practical way.
Om Shanti. When everything starts to get a bit busy, and I mean in my mind, it's about remembering I'm a gardener. So I've done lots of things, and I currently work with people with severe mental illness, and it's actually a lot of fun, but you can get very caught up with things that are happening in the world and everything. But when I take it back to the garden, I spent many years in horticulture. I can make it really, really complicated. Or I can think about what's happening in the soil, what's happening with the weather. So I just try and peel it back like that I make it as simple that if you know what's going on with the soil and you know that it needs some tending, then you just look after that part. And you'll find that everything becomes simple, and then you're able to just bring things back to a level which is capable of dealing with it easier.
If anybody has got new thing, then it's all right. Otherwise, we will go further thing.
Awareness of the consciousness, I always practice the basic original qualities. If I lost my peaceful or my status, like you feel that you cannot take it no more, so I say, who am I? I'm peaceful soul. Your awareness that you are a peaceful soul. If you lost your happiness, so go back to your original quality, awareness that you are blissful soul. So then you are happy again. So this is a practical way that I always practice. Okay? Anyone?
Okay. So, we have to really check ourselves. Am I soul conscious or body conscious? Because body consciousness can be easily emerging. Soul conscious, we have to practice hard to maintain. But our old sanskar of 63 births of body consciousness can be very easily emerging. So if there is body consciousness, the signs of body consciousness is person will be nervous. It means you are body conscious. extrovert. If we are looking around here and there, looking at the body, the dress, the hairstyle, the handbag, decoration, it means that body consciousness has emerged. If we are seeking attention, though sometimes people try to behave in such a way that everybody looks at them, trying to seek attention, activities, gestures, then it means there is body consciousness. Body conscious people will want recognition. I have done something, they should say yes, announce. So they want name, fame, recognition, that everybody should say, wow, you have done very well. They will spend a lot of time, money and energy to decorate body. Wasting. Because latest fashion dress is this, I must wear it. Especially I'm going for function. I must have my hairstyle properly done. Go to beauty saloon to get everything done. So they spend the time, money, energy on that. Body conscious people will be shy, nervous, worry is also a sign of body consciousness. If we are soul conscious, we are carefree. Carefree, Baba will look after me. I am Baba's child. It is his responsibility. So he will look after me. No worry. Body conscious people will like to follow the society. What society would like. They don't want to be different. Wearing white dress will make you different. So they say, oh, we should be normal. We should look normal. So they will try to please the society and friends. They will laugh and joke. Soul conscious are cheerful. Whereas laughing, joking, it's body consciousness. So soul conscious are introvert, body conscious extrovert. Soul conscious are content, whatever they are. They say, Baba loves me. Doesn't matter whether people love me or not, whether I'm fat or thin, whether I'm dark or fair skinned, they don't worry. But body conscious, they want to be slim, so they put attention on their dieting, measuring the body every often, what is my girth and what is my weight, etc. And so some of those body conscious people, especially I know some of the dancers, ballet dancer. We had one ballet dancer in Gyan. And they were not allowed to put on weight. So what she had to do is eat and vomit out. Because she's hungry, she has to eat. But then vomit out. So that she doesn't put on weight. So they have that sickness of anorexia. We call it anorexia. So soul conscious, they accept themselves whatever they are. Because they know Baba loves them, Baba accepts them whatever they are. So they don't want to try to please other people by dressing up and making makeup and activities like that. So we have to keep on checking ourselves. Because when we are soul conscious, we have the natural sanskar of peace, love, sweetness, happiness, that will be our natural sanskar. We don't have to have facade, no? Because what people do sometimes is, internally they are not happy. But they don't want to show anybody. So what they do is, laugh and smile and joke and all. So they have different face outside. Inside is different, outside is different. Facade. So we have to see that when there is soul consciousness, remembrance of Baba is natural. When there is body consciousness, the eyes are pulled here and there. And so one vice will bring many vices. Attracted to people, trying to attract other people. So gradually it goes to attachment, lust, etc. And so Baba says, cut the root, body consciousness. Then you'll be fine. One virtue will bring many virtues. One vice will bring many vices. And so we have to be very careful not to allow our old sanskars. And we are on a journey. Remember all the time, we are on a journey. And destination should always be in mind. That I want to become Bab Saban, angel, Lakshmi Narayan like. So destination should be clear in our mind. And we have to see that we are moving forward. Because on a journey, if you are stand still or you are distracted by sightseeing, then you are not moving forward. And for that, Baba is emphasizing, you must have total disinterest for the world. Clothing, food, outing. So some people are fond of touring. Some people are fond of shopping. As soon as they get pay, go to the shops to buy the latest fashion dress. Some people are in ornament. especially Diwali, New Year, Christmas coming. So they will say, come on, let's go and buy something, because we have to go to the party. So there is interest. If nothing else, mobile phone. Latest model of computer, television set, big screen, color TV. So all sorts of material possessions can attract us. Whereas with soul conscious, we are simple. Simplicity follows soul consciousness. Body consciousness, fashion and newness. So that's where we have to see that we are completely disinterested in the old world. And to create disinterest, we have to have clear picture of future, tomorrow. What will be tomorrow like? Tomorrow Lakshmi Narayan will have dresses every day, new dress. So many ornaments. In the beginning, no? Double foreigners used to say, oh, we don't want so many ornaments. We are not fond of ornaments. Why Lakshmi is wearing so much of the ornaments? So those who are fond of ornaments, they can visualize what will be the future decoration like. Those who are fond of beauty, if they know what will be the natural beauty in golden age, don't need to spend time, money, energy in beauty parlor. And also, in future, we will have every gadget, including helicopter will be at our door. So no need to look at the new cars and motorbikes and push bikes and all sorts of things. Because in some country people are all the time on push bike. In recent time it's all motorbike and cars. So we have to see, we are not attracted by that. I think yesterday's only slogan was that real disinterest is when you have got things around you and still you are beyond, not attracted by that. So that's where we have to see that I should have total disinterest in the world. And second thing that pulls our intellect away from Baba is attachment. Attachment to the body, bodily relations and possessions. So we have to see that we are not attracted by or attached to anything. Be with the family, but be loving and detached. And that's the art. To be away from family and be detached is easy. And like sannyasi, what they do? The sannyasis, they run away from family, thinking that we will not be affected by lust and this and that and all. But we have to be with the family. Loving caring, but detached. It's a fine line between love and attachment. As soon as there is body consciousness and feeling, mind, that bind will bring attachment. If it is somebody else, we don't worry. But if my people have something wrong, we worry a lot. So that's what we have to see, that nothing is mine. We have to really surrender everything to Baba. I am Baba's child. No children. I don't have any children. So mothers have to have that awareness. I am child. Child doesn't have children. They are Baba's children, my brothers. So have such alaukik consciousness and relationship with laukiks. And that will help. Because otherwise, if I and my comes, Maya comes. So we have to go beyond I and mine. And we won't be attached to anything, we won't have ego. Because when I say I, we will have ego. When I say my, it will be attachment. So we had to go beyond that. So Baba is now, unfortunately, not in front of you. Or you have never seen Brahma Baba. But how many of you have seen Dadi Prakashmani? Quite a few. And how many have seen Dadi Gulzar? Dadi Janki? So we have many dadis in front of us, example. And those who are old Brahmins and those who were coming from Delhi, coming via Pandav Bhavan. Dadi Gulzar and her Laukik mother, all-rounder dadi. They were staying in the same house. But you wouldn't realize they are mother and daughter. Because their relationship was alaukik. Though Dadi Gulzar was daughter, but because she was in charge of Delhi as well as Pandav Bhavan, Dadi all-rounder used to give her respect. Mother giving respect to daughter. Mama and her mother both were in gyan. But her mother also will tell her mama. Brahma Baba also used to tell her mama. Brahma Baba and his Laukik wife staying in the same house. And to tell husband Baba, it would be so difficult. But Brahma Baba's Laukik wife also had to change that consciousness and establish that alaukik relationship. So the thing is, when there is that alaukik consciousness of soul consciousness, our attitude, awareness, relationship, everything becomes alaukik. And so, our nature becomes sweet, our words are sweet, our interaction with anybody, everybody is sweet. And when we are in Baba's remembrance, because soul consciousness will automatically give Baba's remembrance. And then what will happen if I am peaceful? People around me also will become peaceful. One of the Australian brother was sharing his experience. There was some dispute between two drivers. Because nowadays, if somebody doesn't give you way to go ahead of them, then the person who is behind will get down and fight. So there was on the street in Sydney, the two drivers were having conflict because one driver didn't give way to another driver. So he just went and stood like that. And they stopped fighting. So that's what the higher state of soul consciousness and God consciousness should be able to affect people around us. That they also become peaceful, quiet, and stop having negative action and reaction. And my detachment will help family to be detached. No? If I'm detached from my family will be detached from me. If there is attachment on that side, it means there is some slight attachment on my side also. And that's where we have to really check ourselves. Am I totally detached from them? But detached, as I said, doesn't mean that you don't care for them. Sometimes few people staying in one house, Shakti Bhavan, Panda Bhavan or family. If one of the member is sick and other says, she's suffering her karma, let her suffer. And don't even go and see her or check how are you or what would you like to have, etc. That's not real detachment. We have to be loving also. Care. If anybody is sick, you have to care for them and try to help with whatever you can help, body, mind, wealth, time, energy, whatever you have, try to help them. So there should be that unconditional love. Even if they are not blood related, we have to have that unconditional love like Baba. Brahma Baba was so loving. As soon as we used to come to Madhuban, he will greet us. So usually we used to come by train, traveling about 24 hours. So first thing we will go and shower, and before going to breakfast, we'll see Brahma Baba. And Brahma Baba will ask, how was your journey? Are you all right? But at the same time he'll ask, did you read today's Murli? No? Go and first read Murli before going to have breakfast.
So loveful and lawful, balance. Not just loveful, but lawful. And whoever used to come in front of Brahma Baba, no? They used to say, oh, Baba loves me most. And sometimes I know somebody would be really murderer coming in front of Baba. And Baba knew. And still Baba would be loving. So Baba had unconditional love, whether the person was old or young, smart or dull-headed, because many old mothers used to come, no? And they wouldn't have so much memory or remember Murali points or revise Murali point or anything. But they had bhavana for Baba, love for Baba. And Baba used to love them. He says, they are my equal. Baba was old, they were also old. My equal, so he used to love them and accept them. So people used to feel that spiritual love. And that love made them surrender to Baba. Because, you know, in the beginning, many women came and they had very rich family and so much opposition. But they didn't care for opposition and they left not only husband but sometimes children, young children. Because husband would not allow wife to take away the child with her. And Baba used to taste them also, no? Come on, go and sweep in the kitchen. Go and lit the fire, wooden fire in the kitchen. To see how much they are soul conscious. And because they experienced that love and peace from Baba and power, they surrendered immediately. Not care about their family or future. Because at the moment, no? If anybody has to surrender or to go in center, they will say, who will look after me in my future? I must have job. Unless I have job, I don't have finances, I don't have security. If I don't get married, if I don't have children, who will look after in my old age? So, nowadays people are worried about their future. But in those days, they just renounce everything and surrender to Baba. So the love they received, unconditional love. So as much as we are soul conscious, we will have that unconditional love. Body conscious will have conditional love. You are beautiful, so I love you. You are smart, so I love you. You are earning a lot, that's why I love you. So the thing is, with soul consciousness, we find that remembrance is powerful. Our stage will be powerful. As soon as body conscious comes,
it will pull us down. So to be Bab Saman, we have to really check ourselves. Are my thoughts, words, actions, behavior, character is equal to Baba? Though you may not have seen Baba, but all of you must have read Brahma Baba's biography. How many of you have read? You haven't read? So, by reading Brahma Baba's biography, Mamma's biography, you will know what sort of a personality they were there. And recently I was in Singapore. So I went to see one woman who had some dengue fever. She caught dengue fever in India, Ahmedabad. So I went to see her. So she was in Jnan before, but the parents pressured to get married. So the husband who took us to see her said the first thing when we met, she gave me Brahma Baba's biography, autobiography of Brahma Baba. And he said, when I saw his photo, I felt I know him. So the thing is, many people have changed their attitude and their faith is increased by reading or listening to Yajna story. Personally, myself also, when I came to Jnan, I said, 5,000 years kalpa and repeating identically. How can I believe that? Shiva Baba is God, no problem. But how can I believe Brahma Baba is a medium? The two questions I had. I used to go for class every day, but two questions remained with me for 4 months. Until I heard the Yajna story, how Shiva Baba was doing miracles through instruments. So when I heard Yajna story, I said, that's true. Shiva Baba is teaching through Brahma Baba. So once I believed this is the truth, I said, must be kalpa 5,000 years, repeating identically. So then I said, I don't have to have any questions. So main thing, faith in the intellect brings victory. And determination will help us to move along. So we need to really check ourselves all the time and keep our charge to really keep on journey. As today also Baba was saying, time is speeding fast. Your efforts should be so fast. And so the first and foremost thing we have to check, am I soul conscious? Am I remembering Baba? Am I following footsteps of Mama Baba? So checking is very essential. Determination is essential. I should be determined. I should not say, oh, it's all right. So-and-so is getting angry, so-and-so is not so loving, so-and-so is having stress. If I'm after all new.
So don't give such excuse that I'm new, I can take my time. Because when time comes,
Shiv Pita ko ab yaad karo, Mukti Dham tumhe jana hai. Apne sukarmon ke bal par hi Satyug mein tumko aana hai. Shiv Pita ko ab yaad karo.
Whether you are a young or old in body, new or old in yarn, whether you are ready or not, everybody will be going home. Then at home also, we will not be judged by how many years we were in jnana. But whatever time you are in jnana, how you have progressed will give you future status. So don't follow brothers, sisters. Follow mother, father. And be ever ready. Because in last 2 months, especially October, November, I have seen so many Brahmins dying. And some of them, no previous notice. No? If you are long time sick, we know you are going to die and you prepare yourself. But Bharati from Singapore, she had no problem. Suddenly, stroke, and she never became conscious. So we could see suddenly.
Even here in Baroda, our brother, within 15 days, gone. So that's why Baba says, be ever ready. Don't think I am new, I can take my time. Because Baba always says, who wants to be Lakshmi Narayan? Everybody will raise hand. We want to be Lakshmi Narayan. Nobody wants to be Silver Aged. But while making effort, sometimes you say, oh, but I am new, so I will take my time. Don't expect me to go so fast. Oh, we are in family. It's not easy. This situation, that situation. Baba will not consider that. Your situation, you have to solve. You have to be destroyer of obstacles and run fast. And that will give you Bab's Saman stage. So those who haven't read Adidev, I suggest you must read it. Those who haven't read about Mama, read about Mama also. Because Mama also had to make decisions. She was already almost engaged. And she had to make decision, this life or that life. And she decided, because at that time in a society, even if parents have just given promise that my son and your daughter will get engaged, that's like a promise marriage. And you can't break that promise. And Mama had courage to break that and decide that she wants to marry Krishna and not the person with suit and boot. Baba asked, Brahma Baba asked, you want to marry the person with suit and boot? Choose boot. Or marry Krishna. She said, okay, I'll marry Krishna. So she broke her engagement and she came at the age of 16 or 14 to 16 something. So all of them, dadis, most of the dadis came at young age without knowing what is the family life and what are the problems of family life. They decided they want to be Brahman and surrendered. So now knowledge is so much refined. Yoga is refined. So we should not have any excuse. Sometimes people say, oh, I wish I had come 40 years ago or 60 years ago or 80 years ago. Baba says those who came 80 years ago, so many of them have disappeared. Now you have got refined knowledge. So you should be able to imbibe it soon and easily. Okay? So we will have meditation. And those who were not in the morning, because Pandav Bhavan souls were not there in the morning for welcome toli. So we have got welcome toli for those who are not in the morning in Gyan Sarovar. Blessings are also here.